assault on the Army's general headquarters in Rawalpindi. Customarily, Pakistani officers have blamed bad Taliban for such domestic raids, while absolving good Taliban, who shoot only at infidels in Afghanistan. As the violence on Pakistani soil intensifies, however, it would be natural for Pakistan's generals to question whether their jihad management strategy has become mired in false distinctions. American diplomats have been warning Pakistan for years, to little effect, that support for Islamist extremists would boomerang against its own interests. The Bush administration made matters worse by delivering several billion dollars of covert aid to the ISI for help against Al-Qaeda without holding it to account for coddling the Taliban and other militant groups. The paranoid style of politics in Pakistan makes the American version look quaint. In recent days, there's been speculation that Mullah Baradar's detention is evidence of some sort of diabolical ISI conspiracy to thwart reconciliation talks between the Taliban and the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, or to manipulate such talks, or to split the Taliban. A report in The Times indicates that Baradar's arrest may have been accidental. In Pakistan's national psyche, however, there are no accidents. The Taliban are a diverse, dispersed guerrilla